Blog Talk Radio.
Because if you are not breathing in and out and taking deep breaths, chances are we're not with you, okay? I have no idea what's going on here, but I will look for that later. In the meantime, in between time, let us begin the process of just gently waking the body up and just moving. It's all in preparation of what you are about to experience. So we just simply inhale. Bring those hands over your head and turn from side to side. And just do the high learn here. Roll and move those shoulders backwards and forwards and forwards and backwards, just to loosen things up. You know, you've been woke, but your body got to wake up on the inside. So you just breathe in and breathe out. Ooh, I felt that already. Did you feel that? If you didn't feel it, that means you didn't take a deep enough breath. So let's try that again. Inhale deeply. And exhale. But if you just happen to have a little oil at home, essential oils calm the system down. And you're probably calmed down from this because you haven't been agitated, or you may have been agitated, or whatever you do, get you some essential oils. I don't care what you get, lavender, citrus, grapefruit, whatever. This is my favorite here, and I'm going to use it again. I used it last week. Helichrysum, you ever heard of that? Helichrysum? Yeah. Oh, that smells delicious. And you just take one, not two. One, you can take two if you want to, but I just take one. Just take one drop. Can you see that? Come on, girl. There you go. There you go. Just one drop. Put the top back on. Rubbing your hands. You got some oil? Go ahead. Run and get your oil. I'll wait. Go ahead. I'll wait on you. Come on now. And you simply inhale. Wow. Wow. I don't make oils, y'all. I just inhale. Oh, I sound like a crackhead, don't I? Okay, I'm sorry. I digress. I do this sometimes. I'm sorry, my crackhead friends. No labels, no judgments. I'm just, you know, that's just the humor in me. I want to be a comedian. I'm not. As you can see, okay. Inhale deeply. Ooh, that feels so good. I just want to go lay down. Okay, but I can't. I got to show it to the right. Okay, inhale deeply. Hold it. And blow it out. Inhale. That chest, expand that chest when you exhale and blow it out. Once more, inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. Giving thanks for the power of the breath. We control the breath as we are in tune with the Creator, whom we choose to call God, Allah, Jesus, Yud-Heh-Wav-Heh, Yahweh, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, the universe, spirituality, whatever you name your connection. You simply breathe it in, hold it, let it marinate in your spirit, giving you the energy that you need to move forward, to be prosperous in this day, to be prosperous in your heart, in your head, and in your entire body. We give thanks as we breathe in and as we exhale. Why are we breathing so much, Zelda? Because it is your connection to the divine, and they don't want your connection to the divine. They want to keep you hooked right here. Are you an addict? Yes, you probably are. Just don't. But once you realize it, all you can do is what? Breathe on a baby. Just inhale. And exhale. As we bring the power of that breath up through our solar plexus, our chest, bringing the power of the breath up to the top of the head, down through the forehead and the face, and landing on the shoulders. Blow it out. Inhale deeply. And as you exhale, stretch those arms into the higher learning hip roll. Move from side to side, giving thanks. As you feel the power of the breath moving in, through, and around your body. As you exhale, blow it out. Inhale. Bringing the power of the breath down through the solar plexus and the stomach and the side and the hips and the buttocks and the back. Ooh, yes, that feels good. Continue breathing. We don't have to breathe together as long as you breathe. Breathe in. And as we breathe out, sending more love, light, and energy down through the thighs and the knees. Oh, yes, those glorious knees, honey. Get to therapy if you got any problems walking. Therapy works. It might be painful, but there's freedom on the other side. Inhale deeply. Sending more love, light, and energy down through the legs and the ankles and the arches and the instep and the feet, top and bottom and the toes. I just wiggle those toes. I just love it, don't you? As we inhale deeply. Bringing the energy from the toes back up through the ankles, the arches, the legs, and the knees, and the thighs, and whatever part of your body is sending you signals that there may be pain. Sit down and have a conversation with that body, because those are emotions trapped, coming up as pain, trying to get your attention. And you're so busy, got to go everywhere, do everything, and be everybody. You're not paying attention to the pain. Get my A's, honey. You will pay attention to the pain, and you will sit and have a conversation as we what? Inhale. Hold it. And exhale. Bring that energy from the legs and the thighs and the buttocks and the back. Back up. Inhale. Remember, it doesn't matter if we're breathing together. All that matters is that you're breathing. And we exhale. Inhale deeply. Bringing that energy back up through the solar plexus and the arms and the legs and the elbows and the wrists and the fingers. As we take those fingers and do this with them. This is at the back of your neck. This is where I hold my tension. You can do this. You can knead the back of your neck with these fingers. And that's what I do. Because that's where I hold my tension. And I release and let go of that retention right here, right now, right here, right now. I release, I let go, and I let the Creator guide me. Oh, that feels good. As we inhale, bringing the energy back up through the back of the neck and back up to the top of the head. As we exhale, giving thanks for the power of the breath. As we blow it out, inhale deeply. Just be with that breath for just a moment. Giving thanks for the energy that flows through our bodies effortlessly just because we have been given the power of the breath. You see, the power is within you. We have been told that the power is out there. That is incorrect information, and I am here to show you how to connect to your higher power. And that is through the power of the breath. As we breathe in, we give thanks for the power of the breath that moves, thinks, and has its being in, through, and around us. As we breathe in, bringing all that energy of the breath up back to the top of the head as we bend our head forward, chin to chest, and slowly rotate that head around. Slowly around to the back. Slow down. You're moving too fast. I want you to feel this. This is an experience. And slowly bring it around to the right. Slowly bring it around to the front. Head up. Inhale deeply. And look to the left as far as you possibly can, feeling a stretch in the right side of the neck. Feel good, doesn't it? Yeah. All right. Bring it back. Blow it out. Inhale. Look to the right as far as you possibly can, feeling a stretch in the left side of the neck. And how you feel it? Feel good, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. Blow it out. Inhale deeply. Giving thanks that we are always at the right place, at the right time, doing the right thing. It does not matter what they say. What matters is what you think. And are your thoughts being controlled by outer circumstances? As you inhale deeply, giving thanks for the power of the breath as it moves throughout our body, we give thanks that we are connected to this breath, because it is this breath that connects us to eternal breath. As we breathe in, we give thanks that the guiding force that chose to keep us here another day has plans for this body, for this energy to move through this planet at this particular time in life. We give thanks that we are here, and we give thanks for the words, for the thoughts that we think, and the words that we speak out loud, that we give power to. Whatever you want in your life, give power to it. I am having the most amazing time in my life practicing the power of the word, because I'm learning that my words have power. I mean, I know it, but in a different kind of way. And if you want something magical to happen, you sit down and you get quiet and you do this breathing exercise. Some things that will happen to you and you are like, how did that just happen? Because you took the time to sit here and do what millions of people will not do, and that is connect to the heart, to the soul, to the spirit, to the mind and body that you carry in this world that you call you. As you breathe in, hold it, and exhale. Let us continue to meditate, to activate the power within. See, they don't want you to know you got that power. And you will never know that power, because every time you give it away, every time you tune in to something other than this, you're tuning out. And you're not listening to the still, small voice, because the voice is always there. But you got to get quiet to hear it. As we breathe in, we give thanks that we are listening. Our eyes and our ears and our heart is tuned as we meditate to activate. Activate what was already there. We were born with it. We just simply forgot because we're listening to all this stuff out here, all this technology. Man can sometimes be vicious. And I'm not saying men, I said man. Those who think they control this planet, and they would have us think otherwise. That's why we stay what? We stay breathed up as we what? Inhale and exhale. And let us practice some affirmations this morning, because we're talking about the power of words, and the words that you speak are words that you give life to. So let us give life to love, to high energy, to high frequency, high vibrations, high love, high humanity. Give of yourself, of your soul, of your spirit, because you can never give too much. It always, always comes back. Not the way you expect. Very seldom the way you expect. But it does come back, because that's the law. And it doesn't matter if there's a red light or a camera. It's universal love. That's why we breathe in, because we connect to the power, baby. Let's do it again. Inhale deeply. And exhale. Now let's practice those affirmations. I am two of the most powerful words on the planet. I am, and whatever you choose to put behind those words, that is what you will manifest. It doesn't matter if you don't see it right away. You've planted the seed. See, this is seed planting time. We'll harvest later, but right now we got to plant the seeds. You can't expect to grow some things and you haven't planted anything. So, babe, just look at this as a seed planting experience. I am happy. I am healthy. Say it out loud. Words have wings. I am whole and complete. I am divinely guided and protected. I am unique, divine, one of a kind. And I give thanks. I give thanks. I give thanks, even though I can't see it with the physical eye. The mind's eye knows that it's there. And if I do the work on me consistently, it will show up in ways that you have never imagined. I am just having the most wonderful experience, and I want you to have this experience too. That's why you got to get quiet. You got to listen. You don't have to be quiet all the time, just sometimes. And that is what you can do. I am. Just remember, I am. When any chaos and confusions comes up, I am at peace. Okay, you in your way of being chaotic, I'm at peace. And I give thanks. I am at peace. I am love. I am health. I am perfect health. And my body is always talking to me, telling me what I need to do. I was having some heart issues. I'm like, what's wrong with my heart? I go look up Louise Hayes, honey. That's my Bible. Because all of our emotions are tied to our thinking. And our thinking, all of those emotions are in our bodies. And so if you go and look at Louise Hayes, the book is called Heal Your Body, and if you don't want to hear it, I mean, if you don't want to read it, you can always hear it. There's an audio version, too. It used to be on cassettes. I don't know what it's on now. I don't know. I got to go to the library. That's all I did. And you hear that siren in the background. Whenever I hear a siren, I always give thanks and pray for the person that they're going to see, because I was one of those persons that was rescued from a siren, by a fire truck. Not once, but twice. I digress. That's one of the stories. But anyway, I just wanted to share that with you. When you hear a siren, when you hear things that you don't normally hear, give thanks that you can hear. Somebody somewhere deaf can't hear none of this. They're on Braille or have a translator. So just give thanks and bless the person that they're going to see. Bless the people that are in the fire truck or the police, wherever they are. Bless them and hope that they reach the people in time that they're going to see and be of service to them. And I give thanks to be a part of this experience, to send them love, light, and energy in their travels. And in your travels, just remember, I am. I am happy. I am healthy. I am whole and complete. I am divinely guided and protected. I am unique, divine, and one of a kind. And one of a kind is the only place to be. It is your uniqueness that matters. And this is something that you can share with your friends and family. The next time somebody go off on you, baby, just stop breathing. They're going to look at you like you're crazy. But that's okay, too, because crazy helps. It's gotten me out of many places I didn't want to be. Okay. So be sure to share this and go to my page, Zelda Speaks, on YouTube. And I've got another one too, Zelda Speaks Mindfulness. You'll see a lot of good stuff there. And remember, sharing is caring. It is 7:32 and it's time for our commercial break. And I want to remind you that you are what you're wearing. Because what you're wearing, if it's not cotton, wool, or linen, chances are you're slowly but surely poisoning yourself. And you're not the only one. Even though this head wrap is cotton, this is not. And I'm working just like you to get rid of all that garbage in my whole closet. Everything. And you know how much money we spend on clothes? A lot. Because we are taught to shop from sun up to sundown. We got channels on the TV. HSN and all of them, QVC, all of them, and that's what we do shop. So we got all these clothes in here that are killing us. Micro plastics. That's what we're talking about today. Are the clothes that you're wearing 100% cotton? If they're not 100% wool, 100% linen, you're poisoning yourself. So I learned that on the Female Solution on Viata's show, Soul Purpose Healing. If you have not seen that show, it's not too late. You can always go back and see it. It wasn't this week. Viata, if you're watching, send me the link so I can share it. You're poisoning yourself. We're all poisoning ourselves, but we're woke now, so we can do something about it. And this is what I've done about it, and I hope that you'll enjoy it.
Bottom left-hand corner, there are my seedlings, and they're getting light, and they're growing, and this is my pomegranate, and as you can see, the water's coming down right in there, and as soon as the other seedlings grow, they'll be able to get daily water, too. So now I don't have to be concerned with an outdoor garden, because I have an indoor garden. And this is the light because there's no sun outside today.
And if you are eating anything on the planet, know that there's a chance that your food may be poisoned. So go to ZeldaRobinson.TowerGarden.com and check out and see what's available for you. And if you're too lazy like I was to grow my own vegetables, there are places where you can get that. And so you go there. And they also have juicing. And everybody knows I'm a big juicer, so that's what I do. And I want to share with you more of what we do here on The Female Solution, and that is training for podcast training for our students.
Hey, they're talented teens. Are you ready to showcase your skills and potentially win cash prizes through scholarships? We're excited to announce our Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest, where you can enter by submitting a one-minute video of your unique talent. Here's how to participate. 1. Record a one-minute video of yourself performing your talent. 2. Share the video on TikTok. Include the hashtag Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. 3. Tag 3 friends who also have amazing talent. Submit your video by the deadline. We can't wait to see all of the amazing talent that you have to offer. Remember to be creative and have fun with it. The top talents will be selected by a panel of judges and will be announced shortly after. So don't wait. Start filming and good luck.
Start filming and good luck. That's right. Every last Saturday of the month, we have the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. Yeah, we have a lot to do with children because they're going to be running this world, and we need to be sure that they are equipped with the skills that are needed in order to do that. If you just joined us this morning, thank you so much for joining us on the Female Solution. I'm your host, Zelda Speaks. Welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness on the Higher Learning Network TV show. Remember to subscribe to our social media channels while you're there. Just like and subscribe. You see this logo in the background, HLN, that's who we are, Higher Learning Network. And the TV show airs Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 1 on Channel 19, 24/7 on the World Wide Web. And you can also pull it up on our YouTube channel. It's probably where you're watching it, or Facebook. HLN TV show. Excuse me. There's a lot going on in the world, and a month or so ago, I was watching a YouTube. Thanks, Viata, my sister from another mister. I was watching YouTube because YouTube has such a wealth of information that doesn't make it to major media, what they call major media. The programming channels that could continuously program us to think the way that we do, to watch the movies that we do the things that we do, to say the things that we say. I'm watching YouTube, and I don't care what movie it was I was watching, but when the movie went off, I was watching a YouTube movie documentary on trees. I'm fascinated with trees because what I'm learning about trees is simply phenomenal. I got to do a whole show on trees. I'm still doing my research, so it's coming. But the point is, most of what we are experiencing in life is not always to our best interest. So I'm watching this documentary, and I was simply floored to learn that there's plastic in our food. So I would just want to share that with you, because if I don't know it, think about it. Somebody else doesn't know it too. Did you know? Type I knew in the section, in the comment section, if you knew. I didn't know. So right now we're all going to know. So I went to Google and pulled this up. And I was shocked to find out this information. How about that? So let's read what it says. And this writing is so small. Why didn't you enlarge it, Zell? Because I didn't. It says, so I Google plastic in your diet. See that right there? I Google that. And this is what I came with. Microplastics in our food. We also ingest microplastics while chewing and eating. Did you know that? Microplastics can be found in mollusks such as mussels. A 2018 study of the stools of 8 people, each living in a different country, revealed an average of 20 plastic particles per 10 grams of poop. Lord have mercy. And if you go on, don't believe nothing I'm saying. Just go online and see for yourself. Then there's another one. Plastic in food and drinking and water. Health effects. People also ask what foods have high levels. You need to read all this on your own. I can do the show on it, but there's just tons and tons and tons of information. So you go there and see that. And do your own research. That's why I tell you, anything that you see online, don't believe it. Just go and see for yourself. Do your own research. So I want to share this with you. your plastic diet. It is just, it just makes me think that we, as Malcolm X said, we've been bamboozled, y'all, for a very long time. Plastic in your diet. And I just got to share this with you. It's just a few minutes long, but I want you to see this, okay? And I need you to text somebody right here, right now, and tell them to turn to this channel. Because that diet that they were about to eat this morning, they might want to think about it. And, you know, they always got to get the commercials in there. That's why I have it muted so you can't see it. There you go.
To bake it whole, I have some lemon, pop it in the oven. All right, the sea bath is ready. Final ingredient, a light garnish of plastic all over the fish.
Ocean life is under threat. Sad as it is, it feels far away. It doesn't threaten our lives, so we don't act. The only way to save nature is by getting governments around the world to commit to a global binding treaty on plastic. Working with the University of Newcastle, we discovered that plastic isn't just in the sea, it's everywhere, even in us. We consume approximately 100,000 microplastics a year. It's in our food, our drink, even the air we breathe. We quantified the data. 5 grams, that's a credit card every week. By turning abstract data into everyday objects, we made the environmental crisis personal and far harder to ignore.
That's the food that you eat every single day. Huh? How you feel about that? All the foods that you eat that taste so good. You eat the credit card, don't even know it. Oh, Lord. I said, Lord, I'm eating my credit cards. I wish I could eat up my debt like that now. That'd be a good thing. But anyway, that's a whole other story. So what do you think about that? Type that in the comment section. And while you're thinking about it, be grateful that you are here and that you have access to that. To this kind of information, and that you also have access to the producer, executive producer, who started this platform so that you would have this kind of information available to you to tell you the truth. And the truth is always revealed. What's done in the dark gonna always come to the light. You heard it before. So if you think that was something, wait till you bring her on. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the birthday girl. Our very own Naima. Shut up, Zelda. Latif. Welcome to the show, my sister. I know I can't sing, but my heart is in it. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. I ain't going to sing no more because I don't want Stevie Wonder coming after me. Yeah, so I'm going to leave it right there.
Yes.
Welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness, my sister of the microphone. The birthday girl. Ooh, look at you this morning. All right. And that is too funny because I started to wear black and white this morning. And
bitch. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Black and white. Yeah, but, you know, I had look cute and that comes on camera.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Looking gorgeous. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I'm excited. 64 years of the Earth experience has really been an exciting time. I'm grateful for all the lessons that I've learned. And this is a wonderful time to be alive because we're seeing the transformation in our thinking and taking more responsibility for our lives. Now, a lot of people would look at what you say about the plastic and then start panicking. Oh, my God, my vendors are killing us. But this is a wake-up call for us to take responsibility for our own food. We are sitting around looking at the earth that's giving us everything we need for absolutely free, and we're allowing other people to poison us. Why are we doing that? Why are we doing that? So I think one of the first things that all of us have to do is remember that we have a free will to choose, and there is nothing making us eat plastic or poison or any other life-decreasing thing other than our own mind. Nothing's making us do this. Now, in 2020, on my birthday, I launched Pandemic Farm. And that was during the height of the pandemic. And pandemic, I love acronyms. We say pandemic stands for producing agricultural nourishment, developing economy, making independent communities. And that was our goal, to help people to see things differently. You're living on land that grows food. It's growing food right in front of you. But because you don't know what food is, you've been urbanized and colonized and systematized so that when you see something and you don't know what it is, you think you're supposed to kill it. When in fact the earth gives you everything you need to heal your body of whatever ails you, whatever imbalance is in your system, the earth is giving you what you need to fix it and bring it back to balance. So we were inspired to create a program that would empower people so that instead of them panicking and running to the store and buying out the toilet paper, you know, they would realize that they have the power to grow their own food. But first they need to recognize what the earth is already giving them. Because many of the things that we don't understand and kill are actually growing there to repair our bodies and even repair the earth that we have damaged so badly with this plastic. So today at 11 o'clock, we're going to once again reintroduce and continue the program of Grow Your Own Food sponsored by Pandemic Farms. And we're going to also help people as the spring comes into season recognize the things that the earth is growing and what those things actually do in terms of preparing the soil for growing food and also growing the plants that can be used as medicine and healing for your body. We had this idea, oh, I want a nice, beautiful lawn and you know, and nice, even green blades of grass. And grass is wonderful. But we don't eat grass and we don't have cows or any other animals that do. So, not to say grass isn't nice, but if you could grow something that you eat, wouldn't it make more sense if you have a backyard and a front yard full of soil that grows things? And every year, that soil is growing things to help replenish the nutrients that you've taken from it by growing that grass. So the wonderful world of technology makes it easy for us to understand. There's an app, there's several apps on your phone, but there's one that I would also recommend. And of course, there's one that's called Picture This, which will show you how to recognize what a plant is and what it does. There's another app that will show you, and we'll introduce that to you as well, how to discover when a plant is in ill health. And if you're growing things in your yard or in your house, you want to keep your plants healthy. A lot of natural ways to nourish your plants.
What if you live in a high rise, Naeem? You don't have a yard where you can go out and pull up the dandelions.
Well, like you have demonstrated, you can do plant growing in a small space. And you can have soil, you can have water, you can have those tower gardens that you have, and you can always grow something. All you need is some sunlight. And there have even been people who've been able to use artificial light. But you have an opportunity to grow something wherever space you live in, because plants produce oxygen, and we always can appreciate fresh air. Sometimes we don't have fresh air outside, but it's good to produce fresh air inside, because what we breathe out, the plants breathe in, and what the plants breathe out, we breathe in.
Isn't that amazing?
It's amazing. So the whole world is designed to be interactive and interdependent. So if we're the ones that's killing things, then we're the ones that's out of balance with everything else on the planet. Nobody else is killing things. So why are we thinking we're the most intelligent when we're the only one that's killing things? You look at the whole insect kingdom. They nourish the plants, the earthworms underneath. They nourish the soil. So you have some plants that are going to help feed the earthworm, so the earthworm can help to enrich the soil. And the soil is there to grow the food that we eat. So everything is helping everything. That's how it's supposed to be. We're not supposed to be killing things. If you're putting pesticides, that means kill, suicide, homicide, pesticide, okay? So when you kill something, you're killing something else, and then you're killing something else. Where there's death, there will always be death. So if you are killing plants that you don't understand their purpose because they don't look like a blade of grass, you're killing the organisms, you're killing the creatures that are fertilizing and making the soil more healthy for you. You're killing them. Is that intelligent? No, because you want the plant to grow to be a blade of grass. But what if the plant that's growing there is to help to nourish the soil so that it can grow a healthy plant that can actually help you with your arthritis, your inflammation, your diabetes. But you don't know, you don't recognize what that plant is because it looks like a blade of grass.
Yep.
And do you eat grass? No. Do you have a cow that eats grass? No. So why are you killing plants that could feed you in order to grow grass? Now, I'm not knocking people who have a nice lawn. I'm just saying if you want to grow your lawn, do not kill things to grow the lawn. And we'll talk about that. 11 o'clock, we're starting 25 weeks of teaching. 11 o'clock every month, just 30 minutes. But we're going to show you some recipes you can make from a common plant that's growing all over the place. And you see it as a weed because you don't know what it's for. You don't know why it's growing there. And you don't know why it's growing in such abundance. But Mother Earth heals herself just like our cells replenish and rejuvenate. Mother Earth will grow the plants that will help replenish the soil that we have polluted and we have killed with pesticides. Mother Earth will grow the plants that heal her body. That's what this earth is, her body. So we need to know what those are. Now, I didn't grow up on a farm. I grew up in the city, you know, like everybody else, in concrete. But in studying these things and researching, I learned how ignorant we are. And that's why when people feed us plastic, we don't say anything. Because we're not realizing that plastic is man-made. It's not a substance that breaks down easily. And if you're consuming parts of it, then eventually it clogs your system. I was looking at now the interesting thing about what happens. Even when we make a mess, our creator always, the creative energy of the universe always finds a way, develops a way to fix a problem. So now there is actually an organism that people have discovered that eats plastic.
An organism that eats plastic. Can they eat up our credit card debt too?
They can eat up your credit card debt.
Okay, good, good. We need that, whatever it is, we need it. If you want to join the conversation this morning, you can do that by calling in 727-731-5192, and we will take your call. And let's go to the phone line and see what we can see. These are just a bunch of community resources that are available to you. Oh, and if you want to comment, please comment in the comment session. Jody Susan, my sister from another mister, she says sunlight is so important. Hi, Jody. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. She says, nope, only humans are killing things for the sake of killing.
Yes,
Grow food, not lawns. Yes. And she said, grow them dandelions. Yes, baby, grow them dandelions, because I've had some of them dandelions. I was like, what? Dandelions? Everybody kills dandelions.
Wasn't that Jody, was the dandelion coffee she made for us?
Yeah, and I don't even like coffee, and it was good.
I'll be back down there to get some more dandelion coffee.
Yes, Jody, it's time for our annual retreat at the Place of Peace, because we could use some heat right about now. It's decent outside, but this is Chicago, honey. We're going to do it. Okay.
But, you know, dandelions is something that people kill every year, and they're beautiful flowers. But you can make tea, you can make coffee, you can make things that will heal your body out of these very plants that the distorted thinking of urban society has made us think is an enemy that needs to die. But everything Mother Earth gives us is life-producing for somebody, something, somewhere. And there's a chain of survival. So everything is connected to everything. So you don't need to kill anything because we're all here coexisting. Now, there's a plastic-eating bacteria. This is an article from Let's Talk Science.
Mm-hmm.
And this plastic-eating bacteria is called Nature's Recycler. And it says, think about all the plastic you see every day. You drink water out of plastic bottles. You eat food that's wrapped in plastic. The pen in your hand is probably plastic. And the device you're reading on is hardly made of plastic. Where does all this plastic end up? Well, we hope it gets recycled into new plastic. But most of it does not get recycled. Instead, it ends up in landfills and in our waterways. The amount of plastic in the environment has become a big problem. And it gets worse every year. Over 12 million metric tons of plastic enter the ocean every year. This is on top of the 362 million metric tons that are already there.
Mm-hmm.
All this plastic is a serious problem for marine life. But just think about that for a minute. You have many different species living in the water, and they have communities just like us, and we're killing them with our garbage. Plastic waste is 80% of all marine debris. It gets eaten by animals like whales, fish, and seabirds. These animals then develop major health issues. Now, they weren't sick before we started throwing their plastic out. So we create disease. We create sickness for other people because of our habits. Other kinds of plastic debris can entangle or strangle seabirds. So now, as we know that this is, we're all connected. If we start killing things, ultimately the death will come back to us.
Mm-hmm.
If we're eating sick fish, we're going to be a sick human being.
Mm-hmm.
So microplastics are another problem. Microplastics break off of larger plastic items and enter the food chain.
Ooh. And that's
so,
what...
You know, that's one of the things that we're seeing with all of our various ailments. What you said, we're eating plastic, and plastic does not dissolve. It says that there are many advantages using plastic, but the big disadvantage is that it doesn't biodegrade, which means it doesn't, you know, break down and back to the earth.
And you wonder why there's so much cancer.
Yes.
You wonder why there's so many diseases, because of these microplastics. We're going to show this video, too, on microplastic, because you probably ask yourself the question, what is microplastic? Well, that's what this video is here for, to teach you. How about that?
Microplastics. Microplastics are pieces smaller than 5 millimeters. Some of them are used in cosmetics or toothpaste.
Cosmetics! Toothpaste!
Floating waste that is constantly exposed to UV radiation and crumbles into smaller and smaller pieces. 51 trillion such particles float in the ocean, where they are even more easily swallowed by all kinds of marine life. This has raised concerns among scientists, especially about health risks from the chemicals that are added to plastic. BPA, for example, makes plastic bottles transparent, but there's also evidence that it interferes with our hormonal system. DEHP makes plastics more flexible, but may cause cancer. It would be pretty bad if microplastics are toxic, because they travel up the food chain. Zooplankton eat microplastic. Small fish eat zooplankton. So do oysters, crabs, and predatory fish. And they all land on our plate. Microplastics have been found in honey, in sea salt, in beer, in tap water, and in the household dust around us. 8 out of 10 babies and nearly all adults have measurable amounts of phthalates, a common plastic additive, in their bodies. And 93% of people have BPA in their urine. There is little science about this so far, and right now it's inconclusive. We need a lot more research before panic is justified. But it is safe to say that a lot of stuff happened that we didn't plan for, and we have lost control over plastic to a certain extent, which is kind of scary. Together, we can beat plastic pollution. This video was a collaboration with UN Environment and their Clean Seas campaign. If you want to take action to turn the tide...
If you want to take action, then you need to stop eating plastic. How about that? How can you stop eating plastic? Well, that's what we're going to discuss in the next hour. So be sure and join us here right after this commercial break. But first of all, I want to share with you something that I didn't share earlier. And that is the celebration of our beloved.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
And I know I can't sing, so I'll let Stevie sing.
Thank you all. We appreciate it.
And living color. And
just
want to come on, y'all, sing it with me. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. I know I can't sing it. My heart is in it, so just forgive me, y'all. I really mean well, so just charge it to my heart. That's happy birthday to our executive producer, Naima Latif.
We're grateful to be born on this day. And I'm seeing a lot of people born on this particular day. For those people who are stressing out about that, it's okay. Don't worry.
It's okay. Promise you, it's okay. All you have to do is breathe your way through it. Sit down, get quiet, get you a cup of tea, cup of water, something, and just breathe. And ask for direction for the day. It's that simple. You'd be like, what is all I have to do? Lord have mercy. I'd have did that a long time ago if I hadn't
known. It's always the fear of things that keep us procrastinating, but it's not that.
It's not that bad, I promise you. All you got to do is go do it. You'll be glad you did. So thank you so very much for participating this morning. Just take a deep breath, baby. You're going to be all right. That's what
I'm April 15th is a wonderful day to be alive. It's, you know, spring is coming, and this is why we want to launch this day to remind us of the tremendous love and support that our Mother Earth gives us, and for us to take responsibility for what we're eating, because there's nothing stopping us from nourishing the earth that's feeding us, even if it's just a little pot of soil in your apartment. You can grow something.
Little pot of soil, just a little bitty pot.
You can eat. And there's nothing more empowering than feeding yourself. So when you see things like the plastics that are in all of our food and you panic and you feel helpless, do not feel helpless. One of the first things we did, and we will be going across the city over the next 25 weeks from April 15th to September 30th, you know, that harvest sign. And we're going to be showing you places where we have things growing that are helpful. But the first thing you want to do is detoxify the soil by removing plastics and rusty metals and things that can create toxicity in the soil so that what you grow there is healthy for you. And there's a lot of plastics. It's like we just saw in the video. There's a lot of plastic. Because once plastic was created, it was deemed as something useful because it doesn't biodegrade. It doesn't break down and it can hold things. But the positive is also a negative because everything needs to break down and go back to the earth. We're all made out of the substances of the earth. And everything, with ashes to ashes, dust to dust, we're all supposed to... are the bodies that we're wearing. They're being kept alive, you know, they're this vehicle that we walk around in, it's animated by our life force energy. When our life force leaves it, it goes back to the earth and becomes part of the soil and is feeding the creatures that are in the earth. So that's a good thing. Even if you get cremated and toss your ashes to the ocean, whatever it is, your body is supposed to go back to the earth and feed the earth.
And so, feeding the earth is what we got to do. We got to feed the commercials right now because we've missed. We're late for a commercial break. But for those so let us take this quick break, and we will be right back. In the meantime, in between time, you can check out our blog. It's on Tumblr, Higher Learning TV Show, and we will be right back. Stay close.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Soo Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Oh, man. I sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456, and schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456. Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
Here on The Female Solution, I'm your host, Zelda Speaks. Welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness. And I am joined by the executive producer of The Female Solution, and that would be Naima Latif. And what you're seeing here on the screen, for those who are on the switchboard and cannot see it, this is our Instagram page, instagram.com/hln.homeless.project. Now, this is the project that we do where we help feed the unhoused. Now, I know you see cards here because you know I'm a card shark. I'm not a card shark. I'm a big whiz queen. There's a difference. And I meant to post this to my page, and it accidentally showed up there, so I'll get rid of that. But anyway, I just wanted to show you the work that we do feeding the homeless, and I'm very grateful for all of our listeners and subscribers. You can go to the channel there and watch them on your own. Thank you for all that you do for the feeding the homeless. I cannot tell you. Well, I am telling you. Thank you, and keep sending those donations in, because, you know, that meal that you throw away, that meal that you think nothing of, that could be life-changing for someone who hasn't eaten in a couple of days. And it's not a bad thing not to have eaten in a couple of days, because it allows your body to rest. Your organs can rejuvenate themselves by not putting so much food in it, because in America, that's what we do. We eat all damn day long, excuse my French, and that's why we have all the problems that we have. So, but I just want to say thank you, Deborah Smith, our travel advisor here on Female Solution every third Saturday of the month from 12 noon until 2 p.m. Thank you, Lucas. We have a listener in the South Suburbs. I always forget his last name. We just call him Uncle Luke, but he ain't that Luke with Snoop Dogg, and he ain't that Luke. He's a real nice brother. Thank you, Loren, Chef Loren, for your donations. And thank you, all of you. In case I forget anybody, I'll put it on the blog, hln.blog. Lord have mercy. Higher Learning. What's the blog? tumblr.com/Higher Learning TV Show. So I just wanted to share that with you to let you know that the donations that you made are being utilized properly. No, I'm not going shopping for purse, shoes, hair, nails, and all that. No, we are feeding these people. If you go to our Instagram page on Higher Learning TV Show, you'll see that, and you'll see that on HLN as well. So I just want you to know that your dollars are being used wisely, because we cannot do this alone. It's each one, teach one. What we do for the homeless, excuse me, the unhoused. You know, homeless has been in my head forever, so I'm practicing to get rid of the word homeless. Unhoused, because it's Baba Kwame's sun horse. Says you're never homeless, because the sky is your ceiling and the grass is your ground. And I think he said nature were your walls or something like that, but I'm sure he'll call in and correct it. So I just want to share that with you. So if you would like to make a donation, Cash App is Zelda Speaks 2, the number 2. Venmo is Higher Learning Network NFP. Zelle, you have to Zelle me at ZeldaSpeaks@gmail.com. And PayPal, Higher Learning NW@yahoo.com. And all of your donations are tax deductible. Yes, you can get a write-off just for making a donation. So if you want to email me, you can do that too. You don't want everybody to know your business. You want to be, because we do have some private donors who they don't want their name out in the public. So you can send that as well. And let's go to the comment line. Jody Susan says, oh, wow. hemp can be used in place of plastic. Yes, Jody, I just found that out. I'm doing my research. I was like, man, why are we not using hemp, baby? Hemp works wonders. I'm a senior citizen, and I got issues, so we'll talk about that. That's on another show. Jody also says, except that we pay the landlord, the government, this day. Yeah, you got that right. And where do I go to donate? I just showed all the screens. And if you didn't get them, just text me, and I will send it to you. Thank you so much, Jody Toussaint, who former Female Solution host, and she's now on, when is she on, Tuesdays at 4 p.m.? 2
p.m.
2 p.m., okay. Well, you know, I'm usually a little tied up on Tuesdays at 2 p.m., so I kind of, forgive me, Jody, I have to go back and see the show. But anyway, thank you so much for Central Standard Time, 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, because she's on Eastern Standard Time, right?
Right.
Yeah, okay. So send us a link, Jody, so that we can share that. Would you say, Naima?
Yes. You know, there are always alternative substances to the things that we're using that are toxic, like you mentioned, hemp.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and all we have to do is just choose to change. But you get these industries where so much financial investment is put into keeping things as they are, even when they're making us sick.
Mm-hmm.
This is why we have to take responsibility for what we're putting on our body, the types of materials we're wearing, as well as what we're putting in our body, what we're eating. We have to take responsibility. Being angry at industries that are enjoying their wealth, even though they're slowly poisoning us, being angry doesn't change things. Taking action changes things. And when you choose to be responsible for your own food supply, then you don't have to get angry at people that are trying to feed you plastic. And, you know, their intention, of course, in the beginning wasn't so much to feed us plastic. It was putting things in plastic because plastic was longer lasting, you know, it had more shelf life. But one of the things in this article that says that an empty jug of laundry detergent that enters the ocean will still be in the ocean hundreds of years from now.
Ooh.
You're talking about something that doesn't dissolve back into the earth. And so dealing with this needs some innovative thinking. Now, this is an interesting thing. And they ask the question, what if something ate it? Well, in March 2016, scientists in Japan made a startling discovery. They found that some of the bottles at a recycling plant were being broken down by bacteria. And the newly discovered bacteria was named Ideonella cyanensis. It was named after the recycling plant in Sakai, Japan. And Ideonella cyanensis is a gram-negative, rod-shaped bacteria. And scientists believe that it has naturally evolved to use a certain type of plastic for food. Now, this would solve everything. If there is something that eats this plastic and is nourished by it naturally, because generally that's what happens. Things evolve. That means we make adjustments to compensate so that we can continue to have this cycle of life that is interdependent and life-producing. So if there is a bacteria that eats the plastic, we need to explore more about how to have this bacteria eat up the plastic.
Mm-hmm.
And see what are the long-range effects of that on this bacteria. Would this be something that would bring balance back to the planet? Because we've thrown it out of balance by creating something that doesn't dissolve into the earth the way everything is supposed to do. Everything is supposed to go back to the earth. And anything that doesn't creates an imbalance. So the good thing is that there's a possibility that this plastic can be done away with by an organism that will eat it and enable the rest of us then to not be eating plastic, and therefore we can look at other containers, other substances to create containers for our food and other things that are natural and naturally produced. All we need to do is have the right intention. If our intention is to ensure the well-being of every other being, then we'll create systems that do that. Our intention cannot be, how can I make more money? Because that is what causes people to do destructive things, not caring how it hurts somebody. This is a whole thrust of our philosophy that we bring you every day. We're about life producing and life enhancing. Anything that doesn't do that needs to be reworked until it does. Our goal cannot be, how can I acquire more things than other people, even at the expense of other people? That doesn't work, because if you hurt somebody, ultimately you're hurting yourself. If a country bombs another country, that same poison that you put into the air, you're going to be breathing it tomorrow, because the earth rotates, so whatever you put out, you're going to get back at you. So this is a principle of living. If we can understand that, then we will not do anything that harms anybody, because ultimately it's going to come back to you and you're going to hurt yourself. So if we understand that killing anything in the earth is ultimately going to kill us, we will stop using pesticides. And we'll look at the natural ways that earth creates a balance. Things eat things all the time. So being eaten is not a problem. The problem is when we create death and it does not add to life. So even as we, every Monday at 11 o'clock, come to you live with information on how you can grow your own food and how you can recognize food that's growing in your midst, how you can recognize medicinal plants, how you can recognize when the earth is repairing itself by certain plants that you've been conditioned to think are weeds and need to die. We'll show you these things and help you learn these things, and even help you with learning how to create recipes using the things that are growing. So today we're going to share a recipe for a plant you're probably going to see growing a lot now that spring has come. You're going to see a lot of burnout, and we're going to show you a bit about that, because that's one of those plants that we are programmed to think we're supposed to kill because we don't know the value of it.
Now you know better, you can do better. And you think that was a wealth of information. Wait until you hear this. Oh, my goodness. You know I love me some greens. I love me some cabbage. Every time we go to Soul Veg, I got to get me some greens. And after I saw this cabbage, I was like, I don't know. I'm going to think about it. So you let me know what you think. How about that? For those who are on the switchboard and can't see, the man is making cabbage out of plastic. He's Korean.
And it looks like...
That looked like bacon. And that looked like, what does that meat called? Shrimp, not shrimp, fake crab meat. Yeah, and they put a fake, you see that? And this is what we eat.
You didn't grow it yourself, you don't know where.
You don't know what you eat. Now this is what tripped me out. This is, he's preparing the, is that paint from a tube that he's putting in the water? I'm trying to give a visual. Okay, now see, they always want to come in with this. No, we're not trying to do that. How do we skip? There you go. There you go. He's preparing the material. Then he's mixing the colors up. Right now he's putting in white or off-white or whatever it is. And he is stirring that up with a paintbrush at that. And then he's putting in another color. He's putting a white with the yellow, mixing the colors up. So I guess the food will look really original when he gets through with it. And then he takes it and puts it in a big pan of water. Put the colors in, put the yellow in, he puts the white in, and then he puts the green in for the color of the cabbage. And look what happens next as he is making lettuce.
Is this hot water? Or?
I have no idea. All I know is it's water. And look at that. Look at that. Okay, keep watching.
Oh, wow.
He's making lettuce. The process of making fake food. A 71-year-old craftsman who has been making fake food for 53 years. Can you believe this? 53 years. He's been making fake food longer than many people have been living. That is unbelievable. You got to see this thing.
Talking about bloody lettuce and cabbage. Well, you better think the real deal and not plastic.
Wow. Is that something? Is that something? That is unbelievable. That is unfreaking believable. It makes you think about what you put in your mouth. Because that's plastic. That's straight up plastic. Man's shoulders from a tube, from a paint tube, from the art supply store. Look just like food, and it's plastic. So remember that time next time you go to get some cabbage. Because if you didn't make it, you don't know what you're eating. If you didn't grow it from the ground, he making potato salad now. Okay.
This is what I would say. If you have food that you've been storing and it doesn't do what food naturally does, like
rot,
it rolls on it or rot, don't eat it. Because
it's not real.
It doesn't rot, doesn't get mold, doesn't grow something, that means it's not alive.
Right.
That means it's dead. That means it's probably
And that
dead.
Means you're putting dead food inside your body and you wonder why you have a headache. You wonder why your back aches. You wonder why you feel lethargic. You never have any energy. Well,
because these things that they don't break down, they don't biodegrade. They stay in your system. And if you see your belly getting distended, you know you're looking like a pregnant man or a pregnant woman. You know you don't have no babies in there.
Mm-hmm.
That's the dead food that cannot dissolve. It cannot break down. So it just stays stuck there. And that's where the weight gain comes from. It doesn't dissolve. You can't even pass. You can't break it down. Your body cells can't break it down. And so it just becomes a part of you. I mean, this is delicious-looking food that he's created. It's not food, though. It's, you know,
plastic. It's plastic. And that is so hurtful and so harmful. And the people who supply your food, they give less than a fart about you. And they show you that. And because it's on the internet and it's free, and you don't even take the time to look at it, you should be sharing this video with all of your family members, all of the people in your life, period. And the people that you don't like, too. Why? Because they're human. They need to know. Because the very people that you don't like sometimes can be the people that come to your rescue. I just had to say that. Anyway.
Here we go. It looks so real. It looks so real. So even when you decide to get something and you buy it because it's less expensive, everything, and Jody says, yeah, there's a lot of fake food.
Yeah, there's a lot of fake food.
Something and it seems to have a shelf life of forever where it never degrades, don't eat it. Because anything that's real food, at some point, it will have some kind of growth in it, whether it's mold or rot or whatever.
Yep. That fake tail on there. You think you're eating real food. Jody says we need essential, essential lemon essential oil. You see Jody. Oh, thank you, Jody. Jody made a donation to a homeless project. Thank you so much, and you can do the same, too. We just had to keep this information here. You have just got to see. I'm going to leave this screen up here. I'm going to leave this screen up there just so people can continue to see that while we go to the phone line. We got a lot of hands lit up this morning.
This should horrify you enough for you want to learn how to at least grow something that you can eat.
Right.
Grow something that you can eat. Now, this year, you know, I'm going to grow some more tomatoes, potatoes, cucumbers. I'm going to grow some real lettuce, and I know it's lettuce because it'll be growing out of the ground.
Right.
Because
you're going to show videos of that, too. So people need to say that it's not being made in a pot with some hot water. It probably is hot water now that you've mentioned it. Probably is hot water, yeah.
So this is the thing. It's when you see places where they don't want you to have seeds. You know, you get seedless this, seedless that, all seedless watermelon.
Stay away from the seedless. If there's no seeds, it's fake.
I mean, even people come from a seed. So
yeah.
Everything has a seed that grows or something, an egg, something.
I have a birthday present for you. Tony, can you bring me that plate off the toaster, please? I get that's Naima's birthday present. And I know some people are going to say maybe some not nice things, but I don't care because I'm at the stage of my life where I just don't care what people say about me. Thank you.
I'm telling you, at the 60, you stop caring because it don't matter.
Yeah, you do. This is your birthday present.
Oh, it is the best present I can have. Some watermelon seeds, and I will be planting them, too. I will be planting my own watermelon.
And I'm going to personally bring them.
Watermelon will not be plastic.
Yes, no, ma'am. No, ma'am. We don't do plastic. So Tony said, what you saving them seeds for? I'm like, baby, we're going to plant some watermelons up in Chill, okay? Some real watermelons, because we know where they come from, out the ground, not out of a tube, a plastic tube. Okay, y'all, I see them hands. I'm going to the phones. 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak as we open up the line. 312-882. Grand Rising, what's your name, where are you calling from, and what's your comment as it relates to, are you eating plastic? Did you know that? Hi, who's this caller?
Well,
hello?
Shalom. Yes. This is Brother Minister Plump. Way on ya shalom and assalamu alaikum and happy Earth Day birthday Kwanzaa to our beloved sister and mother Queen Naima Latif. Happy Earth Day birthday. And I know that you are 9 because you said you're 54. And we in the dough. That means it's our time now. And I wanted to just give a shout out to not only Naima, but also Latif, but Dr. Spencer Leek Sr. And also happy Earth Day birthday to the world's greatest mayor, nobody but the Honorable Mayor Harold Lee Washington Earth Day birthday. And we are going to have a peace caravan today.
Yes, I saw that, Minister Plump, on ABC7 News this morning. Yes, the peace parade today. Yes, yes, Minister Plump, right ahead.
Yes, so we've been asking everybody to come on out and join us today because, you know, we are against death, as they say. However, it's a natural process. We are part of the mind that we keep as well as the food that we eat. And education is the best. And thank you so much, Naima, for information, which is a key to our success breeds success. And education, as I said, is the best. Mayor Washington would be 102 years old today.
What?
You know? Yeah.
Come on, man. And, 102.
Yes, yeah. Ma'am. And then also, you know, this is our 28-year celebration with the Car Caravan Peace Parade. And we're going to be meeting at the assembly time is at 11:30 at Washington Park Fieldhouse, 5531 South Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Drive. And then we're going to do photo shots at 12 o'clock in front of the Washington Park Fieldhouse. And then at 12:30, we're going to line up. And the parade actually starts at 1 o'clock. So we're going to be there at 5531 South Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Drive. We're going to Burke School. Pray for the children. Everybody can help save the black children, and everybody can help stop the violence, robbing, stealing, and killing, and the looting, and all of the wrong, evil things that people do in Chicago or throughout America.
Thank you so much, Minister Robert Floyd Pump. We greatly appreciate it. Let's try to get some more of these calls before we take our next break. 773-483. Hi, who's this? Where are you calling from? And what's your comment?
All right. This is Kofi, the Cherokee Indian from America. Loving my land, 10 toes down. I'm actually creating squash this year and cucumbers. Yeah, I just seeded my seeds, and I got an idea of using, you know, those plastic bins that people put clothes in.
Yes.
Those huge ones. Well, you
wonderful.
Can turn it upside down and use it as a greenhouse.
Yes.
For your plant. So,
yes. Thank you for calling us.
But the thing is, we should not beat up each other for what the government and the system is actually creating these classes.
We are here to teach each other. That's why we have this show, and I'm very grateful, Naima Latif, for making this available to us, because this is the kind of information. Now, we beating up nobody. We need to just get the correct information out there, and that's exactly what we are doing. So we are going to take our last commercial break. We're about, no, I'm 7 minutes behind, so I apologize for that. But if you want to call in and share, you can do that at 515-605-9325, and the number that's on the screen. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio Hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the Internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On Air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
Oh, man, God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456, and schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, jobs, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. Take advantage of the deal of the day. Go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code TheFemaleSolution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. CJ of Valona Health, where we combine orthopedic manual therapy and neuroscience to treat the whole person. Health tip for the day is keep it moving. Doesn't matter how, just keep it moving, doing something you enjoy. Walking, dancing, rolling on the floor with your dogs or kids, really anything. The body craves movement to keep the bones, joints, and muscles happy. Even our mental health and internal organs and digestive system rely on our movements. Thanks for being a part of the Higher Learning Network on The Female Solution.
Thank you for joining us back here on The Female Solution. I'm your host, Zelda Speaks. Welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness on the Higher Learning Network TV show, which airs Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 1 on Channel 19 right here in Chicago. But you can see it on the World Wide Web. Doesn't matter where you are on the planet. If you go to our social media channels, YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, all those, go to Higher Learning TV show. And TV show is what you see here on the screen. Actually, it's not the TV show. It's the Tower Garden. If you're sick of eating fake food and you want to grow your own and that of your children for your family, then go to ZeldaRobinson.TowerGarden.com. If you got any questions, you can always email me, ZeldaSpeaks@gmail.com. And we have a few comments here that says, Deborah Smith, our third Saturday morning host, the birthday celebration season of love. Yes, thank you, Deborah. We appreciate you and your donations for the homeless. Let the record show. Yes, because you feed them on a regular. So we appreciate you. And Deborah also says, this has got to be for decorations. You know, like what you put on the wall in the kitchen. No, not this, honey. This is what you put in the kitchen. Mine is my living room because it's so big. I don't have anywhere else to put it. And she says, this is, okay, you know, like what you put on the wall in the kitchen in design samples. No, honey, this is real. She also says, this is not eatable or digestible. She's talking about the video that we just saw, yeah. And Viata says, yes, I love lemon essential oil. So many beneficial uses. And if you don't have essential oil, you need to go see Jody Susan at Susan Essentials because she got the hookup with the oils, baby. And will explain everything that why you need what you need. Deborah says, I do agree if it doesn't mold or go bad quick, it's not good for you. Mm-mm. Read and understand those labels. Don't wait until you have been in this life a long time before you get this valuable lesson. Thank you. I hope you got the lesson today, y'all. Please share this information because somebody somewhere needs to know. The food we eat is fake. It's not real. And if you're not growing it, you don't know where it's coming from. You don't know what you eat. And you're eating something that the body cannot consume. And you wonder why you're sick. Okay, so let's go to the phone lines. 773-221, you're live on The Female Solution. Grand Rising, what's your name? Where are you calling from? 773-221, unmute yourself. Hi, who's this?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Right ahead. There is an immutable law of change and decay to...
Who are you, sir?
Admiral Nelson Bay.
Yes, sir, Admiral Nelson Bay.
And I understood years ago going through some YouTube videos that there are about 8 or 9 different types of plastic and that there's a process whereby they can all be turned into a rock-hard solid building material. So there is use in properly recycling plastic, and there should be... maybe with U.S. Merchant Marines, an ability to enable employment for young men to go on these naval ships to help to collect the plastic. And I'd like to see an aircraft carrier made mostly out of plastic.
There probably already exists one. There's probably one that already exists, but thank you for calling and sharing that information, Nelson, Admiral Nelson Bate. We appreciate that. And if you've got comments you would like to call in, we'd love to hear what you have to say. You could call in on the on-air switchboard, which is 727-731-5192 or 515-605-9325. And remember, you got to press 1 to speak. This is crucial information, y'all.
Well, you know, when you look at what could happen with plastic, it could be recycled and reused and repurposed. That is something that we would have to make a decision to do. If we would just change our intentions behind everything we do, we could really eliminate sickness and suffering. The intention cannot be, how do we make food last longer so we can make more money? If we're putting preservatives in all of our food so they will have a longer shelf life, that's like the embalming fluid you put inside a body to preserve it longer until the family can pay for the funeral, for whatever reason why you're preserving a dead body. Because
wow.
The body is supposed to dissolve and go back to the earth. I didn't know until a few years ago that all cultures don't have this whole thing where, you know, you got to cast it and you put it in the ground and then the lining of the grave is in concrete. There are cultures where you wrap the body up in a, you know, cotton sheet or whatever, put it in the earth.
Or linen, yeah.
Let it decompose
naturally.
Naturally, because that's what it's supposed to do. You have some cultures where, you know, they may, you know, incinerate the body and spread the ashes or whatever the case may be. You have a lot of different cultures that do not try to preserve a dead body. Why are you preserving it? Why are you putting it in the ground lined with concrete so that it can't decompose? That doesn't make any sense. So we're not allowing the natural process of evolution to happen. Everything feeds everybody about the money. And that's what makes us make bad decisions that lead to our ultimate suffering and demise. You're not supposed to, first of all, degenerate while your life force energy is inside your body. You're not supposed to age. Your cells are constantly reproducing themselves so that you really don't age. You have longer time with experiences, but your body is supposed to maintain its youth and vigor. We think we're supposed to age, and then we have this programming that says at 65, you stop working because you're going to get old, and then, you know, they've calculated you have about 10 more years after that, and then 75 or thereabouts, you die. So that's what happens. And that's what we create, because that's what we expect. But the reality is,
it gets greater later, baby.
It gets greater later.
It gets greater later. I'm here to tell you, because I'm learning some things. It's like, man, I would not go backwards for nothing on this planet.
Let out round long enough to find this out. It gets greater later.
It gets greater later, baby.
The whole degenerating body, and then you're programmed to think you need a whole bunch of medicine to maintain yourself. And in fact, if you ate food that was real food, it would help your cells to regenerate. You would not have sickness. You would not have disease. You would be living and enjoying life with no pain if you just... What is it? Your food is your medicine. Your medicine is your food. So if you're eating things that are healthy, then you will be healthy. But if you're eating fish that's full of plastic and poisons from the sea that we polluted, if you're breathing toxic air that we polluted because we're throwing things in the air, trying to hurt somebody else, trying to, you know, bomb and kill other people, and then we're breathing that same air we just poisoned. If you're thinking toxic thoughts, toxic thoughts are unloving thoughts, whether it's towards yourself, oh, I'm too skinny, I'm too fat, I'm too dark, I'm too light, I'm stupid, I'm ugly, you know, all these things. Toxic thoughts also slowly kill you. Or, ooh, who does she think she is? I hate her. Oh, she talks too much. Oh, I don't like him. Oh, what's wrong with you? Why doesn't he have a job? You know, all these negative things, any unloving thoughts also age you. Causes your cells to not regenerate, and you slowly die. So if you're thinking loving, life-producing thoughts, eating life-enhancing food that's fresh, grown, real food, not plastic, not manufactured in a lab, if you're eating things, then you are part of the natural cycle of life, and life creates life. So everything that we're doing is either enhancing our lives or detracting from our lives. We make a choice every moment of every day. What thoughts are you thinking? How are you treating yourself? How are you treating other people? And are you nourishing the earth that nourishes you, or are you poisoning it? We can make choices to add life and add life to ourselves. Every moment of every day, we can make those choices. Don't get mad and get upset because people are exploiting your ignorance and feeding you plastic when you've got a big backyard and it's growing,
that you're not using.
It's growing dandelions that would help purify your blood, but you're instead spraying killing chemicals on it because you don't know any better. And the earth is trying to help you, and you're steady killing it. So every Monday, 11 o'clock, join us live. We're going to show you how to grow your own food. And we're going to spread the pandemic farm to a cooperative farming program. So if you've got any kind of land at all, we can help you not only nourish it, but also help it to sustain and even help you create products that you can then use as a means of generating your own abundance, whether you're selling it or trading it or even giving it to those who are unhoused and need access to healthy food that's grown out of the ground and not in a lab, because you can help to sustain life for others. And that's the mindset that we're promoting, producing life, enhancing life as the incentive behind what you do, not trying to figure out how you can exploit someone's ignorance or lack of access to things, but how you can enhance life, because life produces life.
Deborah Smith, our third Saturday host from 12 until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, says, I do agree, and it doesn't mold or go bad quick. It's not good for you. Read and understand and overstand those labels. Don't wait until you have been in this life as long before you get this valuable lesson. That's right. I heard someone say, was it Viata says, if it's got more than 3 to 5 ingredients, you don't need to be drinking it.
You get a bottle of water and it's got ingredients. Why does water have ingredients?
Right.
What besides water should be in your water?
Right.
So if you think about that, when you're buying something, if you're supposed to be, if it's a box of prunes, it shouldn't have any other ingredients other than prunes. I mean, you know, you got
15 ingredients.
Blah, 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 blah. You know, you got stress that you can't even pronounce.
I think I want to eat that.
Yeah. If you can't pronounce it, don't eat it.
Right. If you can't pronounce it, don't eat it. That's a good way to go. Viata's Tiny House Village says, oh my, love that. It gets greater later, baby. Go on and tell my grands that when they say you old. Baby, old is the place you want to be because old looks good now. Old don't look like it did when our grandparents were living. Mm-mm. No, old looks good. And Viata also says, oh my, live and love. That is greater later, baby. We'll use that for my grands. Yes, we going to use it, honey, because that's what we do. And if you want to get exclusive updates on the information that we're sharing this morning, you can text MMM for Monday Morning Mindfulness at 312-383-9879 for updates. And it is almost, it's 8:56. We've got to take some calls. And so if you're on the switchboard, I need you to push 1 right now because I'm not sure if we're doing an after show, but we're already at the end of the show. So let's go to 312-961. Grand Rising, you are on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Unmute yourself.
Dr. Marcia Noble. Chicago.
Dr. Marcia Noble from Jazz and You Music and Education. Yes, Grand Rising, my sister. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me. I appreciate the opportunity to speak a moment on Jet Bidwist.
Yes, ma'am, because they saw that pulled up my Instagram page, HLN Instagram page, and it had cards on it. Somebody sent me a text, Zelda, why you got Bidwist hands up there on the home show? I said, because I meant to put, you know, the Higher Learning TV show, HLN, and it's all on one phone, and then my page on 2, so I accidentally put it on there, but I'm going to take it off. But anyway, I digress.
I can get some unhoused, like a bigger car, Dave.
Yeah, you never know. I should ask them that, because, yeah, everybody plays cards. Well, not everybody, but close to it.
That's right.
Anyway,
absolutely.
Dr. Marcia Noble is the founder of Jazz and You Music and Education nonprofit organization. And every third Saturday, tell us, Marcia, what do? We throw down, baby.
Saturday, every third Saturday from 12 to 4 at Ellis Park here in Chicago, 3520 South Cottage Grove. We play the African-American game called Bid With. It's the game of strategy that the African-American slaves brought over to America on the slave ships. And from the slave ships, the Pullman porters carried this game from the South to the North so that we would understand our gift in the game of strategy called Bid With that was copied by the white man, and they created Bridge. And because they didn't like that we created this game, they didn't want to be able to say they were playing the same game, so they changed it. But we got better, and we changed it. It used to have one trump card. Now it has two, and the two jokers, they changed it to Bid With. And African Americans need to understand why we play this game. It's not a game. It's a game of strategy. It teaches you how to think, how to count, not count cards, but how to count. And because of this, the only reason the white man allowed the slaves to play this game is because they could count his crop better. That's why we play Bid With.
Yes, ma'am. Now, is there some education for you? Who knew? Who knew?
And
how about Kwame Sunhorse? That's who knew. He's the one who hit me and sent me all the information that I post on the blog, on our blog, Tumblr.com, How You Learning TV Show, and on my blog, too, ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com. Thank you so very much, Dr. Marsha Noble, for putting this together, because see, you're not only playing the Bob.com music, which is jazz, but you play everything else, too. Like, okay, we got a little jazz, we got a little hip-hop.
Because you all would be so tired, because nobody ever wants to stop. I have to cut the music off, because jazz is also an African-American creation. So you can bid with some jazz together. You've got our culture being supported and understood and celebrated every third Saturday. And then I play it on the air every Friday, because it is my joy to promote the things that black people do to make this world a better place.
Amen. Thank you so very much, because you are doing an excellent job, and thank you for allowing me to be a part of it to promote it, because this is what we need. Sisters sticking together. I love it. That's why they call it the female
group. I love it, and I thank you so much, Zelda. You are the bomb. Everybody loves having you with us. We just cannot. We are different when you're not there, because you add such a light and a joy to when you come, and we appreciate everything you do to make the Jazz and You Music and Education Organization so vibrant in the HLN network. Thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you, and God bless you too, sister. Greatly appreciate that. That was Dr. Marsha Noble, my girl, from way back in the day. We were Columbia College Columbia College classmates, and she is just a wealth of information. I'm so glad I got to know her, and I'm so glad that you got to know her today. So be sure and mark your calendar this Saturday, 12 to 4. You want to get your butt spanked? Come on down, because that's what I do. I'm sorry. I'm the big witch queen. Yes. And join us at 3520 South Cottage Grove at Ellis Park. And I don't have no problem getting beat. You know, I get beat every now and then, but it ain't often. What can I say? But thank you so much for calling and sharing that. And for all my Bid With players, Glenwood Friday Night Rollers, y'all invited to. I beat you in Glenwood, and I beat you on 35th and Ellis, too. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. And I know it is 9:01. We are officially in the after show, and I know we got to take some calls, because if I don't, I'll never hear the end of it. So we're in the after show. This is the official after show. If you want to make a comment, it is not too late. So let us go to the phone lines at 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. As we go to area code 706-202, I do believe that is Baba Kwame Sunhorse. Grand Rising Baba Kwame Sunhorse, thank you so much for calling from Georgia.
Grand Rising Sister Zelda, and assalamu alaikum to Naima and to the doctor. Very much proud to hear those words of truth. You know, we have to be mindful that we there's a saying that Leonard Jeffries always used to say is Africans create, Europeans imitate. And that is a knowledge that we have to begin to disseminate and know that, you know, things that we do and we do it well is because we created it. We are the well that it came from. So we're drinking of our own knowledge.
Yes.
We have, right. And for me, you know, sitting here in Eatonton, Georgia, in the stolen land of the Muscogee Creek, I was listening. I came in late, and Sister Naima was talking about, you know, the way in which we give our bodies nutrition. And in giving our bodies the nutrition is most powerful when you give it in its own packaging. When we eat what is in its own packaging, because when we go down the aisles, it's in cans, boxes, all the decoration, psychological entrapments that cause you to put things that, like you said, if you can't pronounce it, it shouldn't be in your body.
Amen.
And so this is what nature has, and being able to grow and know that it's through the divine energy of our Creator that makes that seed grow into what we need, makes that seed grow into what we need. And being able to put that into the body, because we were seeded by the Creator, by a male and female, to create that which is who we are, speaking to each other. And so what we've been given is the necessary sources to sustain life, because the first community is the forest. We emulate the forest by building tall buildings because we see forests have tall trees. We see that they're pathways made by the animals, so we make pathways in order to travel on. We're emulating Mother Earth, and we have been made orphans by them putting us in urban areas, because urban only stands for you are banned. You are B-A-N. You are banned from nature. And so it's not good to mess with Mother Nature. I remember the commercial when the lightning would strike. Right. And so what we're looking at is how do we get back to our mother? And these are the things in which we're talking about. Yes, we have made now these places called urban or cities or metropolis, but we have to understand too is that we have now a new enemy is called the information plantation. Because we've become shackled to these phones. They take the chains off. They took the chains off of our minds, partially. But they're now shackling our eyes, that our eyes now are focused on a screen more than what we need to be focused on to be interdetained. And so it's a challenge now, and especially as elders. We knew this world that we grew up in that did not have that, because I can remember back when there wasn't even television when they first came in the 50s.
Right.
So we watched this transition, and it's our mission as elders to remind the next generation that there is another entertainment that can be happening, like Bidwist. We created it. Chess, you know, art, jazz. All of these things that are part of the word earth is the art in which how we live, the art of living. You know, we have a book they call The Art of War, but where's the book called The Art of Living? And we have to begin to remember how to live.
Baba, did you say that our first community was that of the forest? Is that what you said?
Yes, we lived in the forest. We were nomads. We traveled about the earth and different forest areas that we made our villages. We made our shelters from the forest. And then they became pathways in which they created towns. And then the towns became, you know, corporate. And then the next thing you know, the towns turned into little cities, So it's been progressing, because that's why I say it's an information plantation, because the first part was that they became colonies. The invaders came in and took what we had as tribal villages, and they turned around and called them colonies. And then they said that the trade, that if you want what we have in our colony, you have to either be be a worker for us, and we will compensate you with what we brought here that is not good for you. Because most importantly, that's why they celebrate the lie about Thanksgiving, because we taught them how to live in this Turtle Island. They did not know how to survive here. And so in us giving them, they have taken and monopolized it and saying that it's theirs when it was here when you got here. So how can it be yours when you came to a land that had people in bounty and plentiful and were in harmony with nature? We were not in disharmony. You came and you caused disharmony, and we see now what this stress has done to cause all of this mess we see when we live in these areas. So, and, you know, food is our medicine, but stress, you know, it's almost as bad as a weapon, because when you live in stress, you put strain on the brain and you put strain on the other brains in your body, and it's toxic.
Yes.
So we need to,
toxic,
you know,
toxic.
Yeah, because we have to know that the cosmic consciousness, this is why we had the shift. Everything is changing. And we have to be allowed to understand that the Creator is changing this, because we're in another part of our galaxy. We need to understand that we are in a new development, in a new evolution. And evolution only means know it, you love. And if you love your Creator, you love your Earth, then it will give you what you need to live.
Mm.
Anyway,
but
I'm
be connected to
glad
it. You got to be connected to it. Got to be connected to the Creator, not to this, because this is what will keep you in a place you don't want to be longer than you want to be there. We're officially in the after show. It is 9:10. Let's get a few more calls. We'll keep your mic open, Baba, but let's go to 334-895 Grand Rising. You're live on the Female Solution and the Higher Learning Network TV show. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Caller?
Well, praise God. Praise Mother God and Father God. This is Brother Neil, Chi-Town Apostle.
All right.
How?
And Apostle.
Peace and blessings. Peace and blessings. Peace and blessings to you, Naima, and the audience. And I really enjoyed listening to this show, because what we eat is so important. And
Amen.
The Bible addressed it in Genesis chapter 1, verse 29 through 32. And when God said, I will give you every herb on the face of the earth to yield seed, and every fruit to yield seed for you, it shall be food. And for some reason, we've got the stores and the manufacturers have gotten away from the seeds and taken the seeds out of everything, including what you said, the watermelon. I remember coming down south when I was young and getting those watermelons and eating them and spitting those seeds out, and just those watermelons sweet and taste so good. But now they you can't find it. It's hard to find a watermelon or anything with seeds in it. And I think that's related to the spirit, if you ask me, because the earth is where we come from, and the spirit is connected to the earth. So therefore, I think so. This program, and I'm definitely going to be listening at 11 and talking about growing and growing your own food, because people need to grow their own food. We need to spread it, grow their own food, and learn more about what we're putting in our bodies.
Right.
In terms of our temples, and it's
well,
so important.
Thank you so much, Brother Neil, Chi-Town Apostle, for calling in and sharing that information, because sometimes, I hate to say it, but sometimes people need to hear a man's voice say that, because some people have grown up with the thought that a woman's voice doesn't carry any weight. So Not that you validated or anything what we had to say, because this is the female solution, and man does come from woman. You know, it kind of makes me think when I'm filling out questionnaires sometimes online and they'll ask you if you're male or female, why do they always put male first when a male came from a female? Sure, the male made it possible, but why would you say male and then female? I digress. I go there sometimes. Anyway, food from the ground. If it don't come from the ground, it doesn't have a seed in it, why are you eating it and then complaining about your head, your stomach, your big belly, and your back hurting, your feet, and all other ailments, and your arthritis, and your gout, and your high blood pressure? Why are you eating that when you have this information here in front of you? Okay, Zelda, I can't afford to Tower Garden, ZeldaRobinson.TowerGarden.com. I can't afford that. Well, number one, you just gave words wings that what you can't afford. Number two, you can afford anything you want to. You just have to make up your mind. If you don't have the money, then you need to save for it. And, I mean, you know, you get your hair, your nails, you're shopping, you travel all over the world, but you won't take the time to plant some dirt in your own house so that you can eat seeds that will keep you and your family healthy for a very long time if you continue to eat seeds. And you only need to eat once a day. They tell us 3 meals a day. You do not need 3 meals a day. You only need one. And I'm doing a show on that. I digress. Y'all know I do that. I'm the digress queen. I'm not only the big whiz queen, I'm the digress queen. I do that.
That's a very significant thing that people should really understand, that your body needs hours to process food and digest it and use it for fuel and then get rid of the waste. And if you're constantly shoveling it in, you're overburdening your body's digestive system, and this is where a lot of our diseases come from. Brother Neil mentioned watermelon. Of course, you know, we got the watermelon seeds, and
we got the watermelon seeds.
I'm excited about growing watermelon because watermelon is one of the healthiest foods you can eat.
And they tell diabetics don't eat it. That's a lie.
You know, that
is. And the rind is even more important than a watermelon. I'm like, oh my God, we've been bamboozled, hoodwinked.
And we have to take responsibility.
All the time.
Take responsibility for the knowledge that you need to have to sustain your life. Just like many of us cannot remember a time before television because we grew up with it. There are generations now that cannot remember a time before the internet, before the cell phone. They can't remember that. That's the culture in which they live. These are information systems. You can go on the internet and discover every life-producing piece of information that you need, or you can go on the internet and look at ignorance. You can look at things that degenerate your mind by showing you violence, hatred, cruelty. You can fill your mind and heart and spirit with whatever you want. It's all there. And so you know what your state of consciousness is by what you're drawn to and what you allow to take up your time. But if you're looking at something that shows you how to grow food in a smaller space, like a tower garden, or how to make a good meal out of something that grows naturally that you don't even have to plant it, something like burdock, which we're going to show you today at 11 o'clock. Join us, because I learned some things about that plant. And I see it all the time. The leaves are, they almost look like collard green leaves. They're big leaves, and they grow all over the city of Chicago and probably a whole lot of places. And we've been trained to see these as useless weeds, but You can buy the burdock root in a health food store, and you're going to pay a nice sum of money for it, too, because it's medicinal. And it's growing right there in our midst. So many other plants we're going to show you today. And every Monday at 11 o'clock, we're going to go live and be my friend on Facebook or watch on the Female Solution Facebook page. We're going to make sure that you know how to at least prepare something that sustains your life. If you didn't have another dollar to go to the grocery store, you need to grow something in the space that you inhabit, whether it's an apartment or a house with a yard. Grow something that you can eat.
And you can start with, what's the word? Sprouts. Sprouts are the easiest thing to start with. Sprouts. You don't need to know. Go to YouTube. Look it up. How to start sprouting. Sprouts are cheap. You have no excuse. None whatsoever. Go ahead, Baba Kwame. Go ahead.
We've been afraid, like you mentioned, urban, you are banned. We have been conditioned out of the agricultural culture by associating it with poverty and powerlessness, when in fact growing food is the most powerful thing you can do because everybody on the planet depends on the food growers.
That's why Monsanto bought all of these seeds. You remember
but
that?
Did we know?
Go ahead, Baba.
We're speaking to watermelon. Did you know that watermelon originates from Africa 5,000 years ago?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you very much. I just learned that.
Because genetically, we really absorb all the nutrients in the watermelon, and it's good for hydration and cleansing. I mean, it's one of the healthiest foods that really sustained us while we were eating garbage,
mm-hmm.
but eating watermelon
mm-hmm.
really helped us to stay alive and healthy despite a horrific experience we were having.
Marsha sent me a text that says, man has negated the seed planting process, trying to minimize the time it takes to grow plants and has in turn increased the inefficiency in food. Because what we call food is not food, it's garbage.
That's why we saw somebody making lettuce and cabbage
right.
plastic.
Right.
And made it look good.
Look good, but it's garbage. Straight up garbage. And if you want to continue putting garbage in your vessel, you know, that's your vessel. You have that right to do that.
But you stay in there, it'll be right there in that big stomach that
uh-huh.
can grow bigger and bigger because your body can't digest it.
And I used to wonder why men and women have such big pot bellies, and the man would say, oh, that's more to play with, my baby. That's more to play with. No, you constipated. That ain't more to play with. It's hard as a brick. You need to go take a dump. No.
Like a
that ain't sexy. Looking 9 months pregnant, that is not sexy. I'm sorry. You can call me what you want. I don't care. That's what I love about being in my 60s, almost 70, because it get greater later. Okay? All right. I digress. But you know I'm the digress queen, so I do this sometimes.
But it's really essential that we reverse the aging process that has been accelerated by us eating non-food
mm-hmm.
or food that has been toxified. You can actually get that out of your body. And if you eat something, if you go on like a watermelon diet for a good, 30 days, you can get rid of some of those things that have been stuck there, whether it's rotting food
yes.
or plastic
yes.
stuff that can't dissolve. You can cleanse that out of your body. And you will find that you feel a lot younger. And another thing that makes you rejuvenate the cells in your body, it enhances your life force energy. If you have loving relationships, be around people that love you and that you love them. You enjoy their company. It's not a dollar figure you have to spend. Just be in the company of those who are giving you positive vibrations, because that is affecting the cells in your body. Don't be around people that get on your nerves, make you mad or sad or insult you. Don't be in their company, because they are slowly killing you and aging you and making you sick. So what you want to do is surround yourself with your friends, your loved ones, the people who enjoy you and value you. You don't have to be around people that you don't like. If you're working a job someplace that you don't like, why? And find your way. Come up with a game plan to leave. If you can't learn to enjoy it and you dread it every day, you know that's slowly aging you
yep.
and slowly killing you.
Slow death.
You don't want to be there. You're not here to suffer. You're here to enjoy life. You're here to enjoy your relations, your friendships, your family, the people who value you. You're here to enjoy your time with them. You're here to fulfill your purpose, whatever your creative purpose is. If you're a singer and yet you're working in an auto plant, you know, welding, and you hate it, no, sing. First, maybe you can sing
a song.
Maybe you'll actually start to get some gigs, and then maybe you can let that job that you hate go. But live because you enjoy life. The incentive to live should never be a feeling that you are forced to labor and you hate it. That's the slave mentality. You have the creative energy to create whatever you need. And if you're working a job that you hate because, I got to put food on the table, But if you got a big backyard and you're growing grass and you don't eat, why don't you grow something that you do eat? And that way you won't feel like you're enslaved to someone else who give you money to go and buy food that's full of preservatives and made with plastic.
Food byproducts, that's not food.
Yeah, food-like products.
Yeah.
So free yourself. Free yourself. First of all, think about what you love and enjoy doing and do that thing. And then look at what you have. If you've got a backyard, a front yard, a side yard, whatever, you've got some earth that you have access to, if you even you just scoop it up in a bucket and put it in your apartment, whatever it is you do, grow something that you can eat, and you will understand the relationship that we have on this earth. Everything is here to help everything that's here. All the animals are valuable. All the insects are valuable. All the birds in the air are valuable. Earthworms are valuable. Everything has a purpose. So enhance life with your life. And you will discover that you will stop aging when you're living in joy. You will not have wrinkle lines and bags and frown lines. You will stop aging. You will see yourself regenerating.
Mm-hmm.
And you will not have aches and pains in your joints. So when you understand...
Ooh, aches and pain. That's a good one, Naya.
Because every pain
that's
is held in place by a thought. It's a negative thought. It's a negative thought that creates the pain in your body that ultimately manifests in the malfunctioning of your cells because you're giving your negative energy to yourself with your thought.
Don't believe Naima. Don't believe nothing she said. Go to Louise Hay.
Yeah.
And get the book, Heal Your Life or Celebrate Your Life. Everything that you think is already resonating in your body. If you got some pain, ask the pain what it's trying to tell you. That's what I try to tell you in Monday Morning Mindfulness. You've got to talk to the body. The body talking to you. It's pain. It's telling you that. So what you going to do? You're going to investigate where that pain come from. Get Louise Hay. Heal Your Life. You will have a whole new outlook on life. Go ahead, Naima. I digress.
That's the truth. That's
Marsha
the truth.
Noble says, people who complain that they can't afford to eat right don't understand they can't afford not to. Because while you're going to get you some Popeyes, I digress, disclaimer, I ain't hating on Popeyes, but I'm just telling you, it's not food. And I will tell them to their face, yeah, it's not food, it's a byproduct. She also says, God just gave me earth, equal heart. Yeah, thanks to Baba Kwame, he always bring it out. She says, always eat from the earth, and it will take care of your heart. Thank you, Ms. Marsha, Dr. Marsha Noble. Thank you so much for that. Yes, you take care of your heart take care of you. Now, I don't know if that's in response to the heart issue I said I had, because as a child, I had a heart murmur. And I noticed from time to time when I am stressed, my heart starts hurting.
Your body is talking to you. Anytime I get a
baby, sit down.
I will Google Louise Hay.
Yes.
Emotional causes for, you know, whatever it is.
Whatever the pain is, wherever the pain is.
Or sore knee or, you know, I mean, anything that I have, I will Google her name and emotional reasons behind it and whatever it is, it's right there in the internet. Because this is a woman who discovered that every mental illness has as its origin a thought, a negative thought. So there are emotional reasons. Our thoughts create our emotions because what you think creates what how you feel. How you feel is projected into your body, and your body manifests something that is expressing that negative feeling. So if you can get to the root of the negative feeling, you can heal the body.
You don't need a pill. You don't need a pill. You don't need a pill.
You don't need a pill.
You need a purpose.
Have a medical system that is, again, the incentive is not to heal you, they won't allow you to know. So take responsibility by discovering it yourself. It's right there. The internet can be used to empower you or can destroy you, depending on your choices of how you use it.
And if you're on the screen and you can't see, I just typed in author Louise Hayes. She has two books that I have, and audio. You can get audio, too. You don't even have to read it. Just listen to it. Heal Your Life and Celebrate Your Life. Go ahead, Baba Kwame, Sun Horse, as we wrap up. It's 9:27.
Yep.
But what we're speaking to is you know, we're talking of putting in our bodies things that come from nature, the natural, the nutrients that we need. But also the part, and I just sent it to you, forest bathing. It has, and it's in the Guardian, and I sent it to you, Zella, so I know you'll post it. Forest
yeah.
bathing has the power to counter illness, including cancer, stroke, gastro ulcers, depression, anxiety, and stress. It says that it boosts the immune system, lowers blood pressure, and aids in sleeping. Just walking in nature for 10 or 15, 20 minutes, and the energy that comes from the trees and being barefooted and connecting to the soil, energized gives the body Viata has a friend. He's a breatharian. And all he
yes.
does is eat. And so it tells you that the nutrients that you need is even in the air, and just moving about the earth feeds your body. But what we're doing is, that's why I said you're banned from nature. That's what feeds you, is the energy of what we grow from. And so if you're living in a banned area, you're banning your body from getting its nutrients, and now you're trying to supplement something artificial as artificial intelligence, artificial food. So you're becoming artificial. You're becoming seedless. You're becoming, unlike your human self, that you're becoming what they call transhuman. Anyway, we've got to look at all that we're doing to ourselves.
Wow. So the question to my audience who's listening and watching today, are you seated or unseated? And why? So that's the question you want to ask yourself. And you also want to ask yourself, has this show been worth you spending your time with this morning? Has the after show been worth your time this morning? If it has been, please share it. We all need to know. Yes, Bob.
Yeah, and for our men, I put this caution to you. They have done studies from 1940 up until the 60s and from the 60s up until now. And men are used to emit 160 million sperm per milliliter. Today, men are now emitting only 40 million. We've lost 120 million seeds that our bodies used to produce. We no longer, as males, produce them.
Yeah.
And they're also predicting that by 2040, there will be no need for birth control, because men will be, you know, their sperm will not be active enough to impregnate.
Wow.
Well, unless you stop eating plastic, that could happen.
Wow. Well, all of the information that you did not get here, you'll get on the blog.
Yes. The future is not a fixed thing. We have many different timelines we can choose to create, and one of those could be where we simply stop reproducing, or we could choose to eat healthy and produce a strong, healthy generation of people who live out there 120 years in total health and well-being. We can do that, and we can heal the earth, and we can live in a place that is paradise, because we're all living, loving, and sharing. We can choose that future, and we can create it. It's in our hands.
And we have the power. I do hope that we got all of the calls in, because if we didn't, I apologize. We'll get to you next time, because it is time for us to end the show. Thank you so very much for being a part of the show. If you enjoyed the show, please share it, because we all need this information. We cannot be walking around here eating these food byproducts, because it's not food. Anyway, I didn't digress. I'm just going off the air. How about that? Get this book or this audio, author Louise Hayes, Heal Your Life. And there's another one called Celebrate Your Life. If you don't want to read it, get the audio program, because this is information that will help you with your emotional intelligence. You wonder why you're walking around here mad, angry, sad, depressed, overwhelmed, whatever. It all begins in here and in here. So let's connect them together and do some breathing and find out, excuse me, why you feel the way you feel. Be sure to tune in tomorrow, Gathering of the Griots with my girl Asada. She's going to break it down for you, baby. And you don't know what the Gathering of the Griots is, tune in tomorrow, 7 to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. And on Wednesday, Naima, what can we expect?
Oh, well, we are once again bringing you some exciting information. Join us with our guests and, of course, our co-host, Kareem Hamid. And you're going to learn about you're going to learn more about the program that we have been involved with, the CEO Superheroes. To learn more about that program from one who is one of those that's helping to formulate this very powerful instruction of our young people, bringing out their natural genius so that we can set a model for how to shape young minds and guide that genius so that it expands and explodes. And we're going to be so inspired because we want to set a standard for how we introduce our young people to knowledge and help them express their own creative energy, because they came here to the planet to help it transform, and we can help that happen. So we're going to hear more about that program. And of course, we're looking forward to this Saturday because we're going to be live at the Spring Fling Soulful Chicago Book Fair with our Tuesday host, Asana, and we'll be live with our Saturday host, Deborah. As we move around with Deborah, we're going to be moving right there at Betty Shabazz Charter School, and we're going to have some of our Betty Shabazz students
phenomenal students,
and you're going to see what the future looks like when we empower our young people to be able to express themselves and speak to the world through this wonderful medium of the internet. So we're looking forward to that. And, you know, make sure you're here with us because we want you to share in the joy of seeing a bright future that we're creating right now.
And thank you right now. On behalf of the team of the Female Solution, we thank you, we appreciate you, and we know that you are one of the leaders of the community, because otherwise you wouldn't be here and you would not be knowing this information or sharing this information. So be sure to tune in and share. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and thank you for watching and for sharing and for being the leader that you are.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing. Share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeong haseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Sawubona. In Senegal, Nangadek. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, Palestine, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all. Join us live on the on-air radio network. Call 727-731-5192. We want to talk to you.
Hi, we're the Raptor Edge team, and you're watching the Higher Learning Network.
you're not growing your own food, do you really know what you're eating?
Good morning.
As you can see in the box, that's... And they're getting light. And they're growing. And this is my power garden. And as you can see, the water's coming down right in there. And as soon as the other seedlings grow, they'll be able to get daily water, too. So now I don't have to be concerned with the outdoor garden because I have an indoor garden. And the seedlings are growing. And this is the light because there's no sun outside today.